on the line here is trainer Kerry Weir, who's got four runners today. Good morning, Kerry.
Morning.
What would be your best out of your four runners today?
Oh, Laurel Hill by far.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Last ditch effort, Georgie's mantra, Laurel Hill very late. Last ditch effort needs the line, Laurel Hill. Oh, I think Laurel Hill's beaten the favourite.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Hang on, I'm calling this out. Last week when I was here, I produced, I think, multiple winners, and the owl couldn't do the promo. It was too busy. You've come
That's
in here.
That's because you had multiple. So I'm one
different
for one.
Different days. I had two. Well done. Jeez.
Yeah, that was a great result yesterday. But it does help when the trainer does say he sounded very, very confident.
Good work. Wagga Wagga.
So we're all off to a winning start yesterday at Wagga in the first. So well done, Laurel Hill and Kerry Weir. But it's a double on a Tuesday. So we're going to be talking dogs and gallop. So we'll start with the dogs, Scotty, and you're going to chat to Daryl Holmes.
Yes, I've got the greyhound, the latest in greyhound racing, thanks to the Watchdog app. See every Victorian greyhound race live and free. The Watchdog app, from Greyhound Racing Victoria. It's free at your app store, and Daryl Holmes has got that. Morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to Warrigal today. You've got race 6, number 5, Barista Chick, who has 13 wins and 8 placings from 27 starts. How's it going to go today?
Yeah, she's first up from a bit of a break. She's had a bit of an injury problem, a bit of an historical issue. But, yeah, she's fresh and ready to go. It is a little tricky race, so the box 5 makes it a little bit tricky.
She won 5 in a row at Traralgon in mid-October. Loves that track.
Yeah, it suited her. She'd come back from an operation, so it was a good track to go to. It was a nice big straight and one big bend. Warrigal's a bit trickier, especially from box 5, but, she has a crack and usually a good beginner. There are a couple of good beginners in the race, so she's going to need a bit of luck from box 5.
How's our confidence levels with Barista Chick?
Oh, it should be hard to beat, but I wouldn't be taking $1.80.
And Daryl, obviously you train also El Dorado, who's in the Phoenix at the Meadows on December 17. How's everything there?
Yeah, no, he's good. Very happy with him. He's probably at the peak of his form. He never had a lot of luck in the Melbourne Cup, but he did run the fastest heat there. So obviously he's got he's competitive, although the Phoenix field's probably the best field you can get in Australia at the moment. So you're going to need a bit of luck and a box, but that's what it's all about.
Well, fingers crossed, Daryl. Appreciate your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
So that's it. Warrigal Race 6, number 5, Barista Chick. Hard to beat, but maybe let it drift, Jamie. Maybe red figures would be better.
Yeah,
black figures.
Yeah, the black.
You're the TAB analysis. Black figures.
Yeah, wait till we get a bit of a better price.
Correct. Now, over to you, Hamilton Races.
Yeah, so we're going to head over to Hamilton and speak to trainer Andrew Noblett. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Jamie. How are you going?
Very well. Thanks for coming on this morning. Now, I've seen you've just scratched Skysy Bell from race 2, so we are chips in with Le Messenger in race 7, who, when I'm looking at the market, it looks like a tricky little race here. The favourite is Murrajong Road at $4.20, but your boy is first up after a 35-week spell. What are your thoughts? He's the second pick at $4.80.
Yeah, I think he's going quite well. He trialled up nicely here on the Holly track a few weeks ago, and he's come through that nicely. He had a good let up after last prep, and he's in good order, so I think he'll be very competitive in that race.
So that's one for us all then. So at $4.80, very competitive in race 7, because we were just saying, Andrew, we got the early mail yesterday got up, so we're all hoping to do a similar repeat today. Do you have any other runners around the country that we can keep an eye on or something else during the week?
I've got a couple going to Warrnambool on Thursday. I think Rockaby Road ran nicely last week at Ararat. I thought he's been unlucky. Just didn't get the right run, and he's in a he's in good form. 2,000 metres again. I think he can be right in it on Thursday. Although it looks like on the early acceptances, looks like it's not a bad race. And who else is going down there? Lumen. She's first up. He'd be my best for the week towards the end of the week there.
Wonderful. We'll have to be noting that one down, and we'll remind all of our listeners on Thursday when they head to Warrnambool. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for your time and all the best today.
No worries. Thank you.